This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. More now on the death of George Herbert Walker Bush. For many in the community surrounding Walker's Point in Kennebunkport, Maine, the former president was much more than the leader of the free world. He was their friend and neighbor. Fred Bever reports.
No matter where in the globe former President Bush's pursuits took him, he circled back every year, as if tethered, to Walker's Point, the estate his ancestors established more than a century ago on a windy promontory off Kennebunkport.
It's our anchor to windward. It has great meaning in terms of family, and we are blessed. Bush family is blessed.
He visited the point every summer of his life, with one exception, 1944, when he was a Navy pilot. He mentioned its importance to him most every time he spoke publicly during his annual sojourns to what became known as the Summer White House. Here he is in 1989, a year after he was elected president.
This is a place where we really enjoy ourselves, but more than that, kind of refurbish our souls and get our batteries all charged up and enjoy life really to the fullest. It's a point of view. You can feel it in the land and in the water here.
Although matters of state would impinge on his leisure during his presidency, Bush had two constant goals when in Maine, golf and fishing.
He was always the captain, no matter we were on his boat, my boat, or we were just sitting there having lunch, he was still captain.
Bill Bush, no relation, was the president's longtime fishing companion. He and the president plied the coast from Scarborough to Agunquint in search of striped bass with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the hold. Usually, they would throw the stripers back, when they caught any. Back in 1989, the Portland Press-Herald's front page kept a running tally of the number of days Bush suffered a fishing drought.
I'm not going to comment on the fishing. A vicious assault on my... vicious assault on my ability.
While national media tagged Bush for an off-putting patrician manner, fishing buddy Bill Bush says the president's collegial nature transcended any sense of class or rank.
He was the leader of the CIA, and you know, he was a fighter pilot that got shot down. You kind of forget all these things because he just disarms you with just his goodwill and just his demeanor and his caring about other people. And you know, he make you feel so comfortable, and I just didn't expect to ever see something like that.
That assessment is seconded by many of his friends and acquaintances from Maine. But he was more than just a congenial local who happened to be famous. He and his wife Barbara, who died in April, were also kind of brand ambassadors for the town.
We all talk about branding, and we're all scrambling to do that with communities nowadays. They did that for this community decades ago.
Laura Dulcey is president of the Area Chamber of Commerce. She says the Bushes goosed the local economy while putting the town on the world map, thanks in part to the coterie of cabinet ministers, dignitaries, Secret Service, and journalists that would pass through in summer.
Of course, eating and drinking and doing all of that, but, you know, they're broadcasting that to the world, and they have for decades, and the world decides they really want to see where this place is. And so that has continued, gosh, through how many years now, 30, 40 years? I literally just helped a couple who are on their way up to Boothbay Harbor, but they had to see where President Bush lives in the summer. And that is our number one request to this day.
The Bushes were known for quiet local philanthropy as well. While Barbara Bush lent her name to Maine Medical Center's Children's Hospital in Portland, they also endowed an educational fund for the Kennebunkport Conservation Trust. And townspeople gave back, working with the trust to establish a public garden with statuary commemorating Mrs. Bush, and up on a bluff overlooking Walker's Point, a naval anchor honoring the president. They surprised the president with that gift about a decade ago. His golfing buddy, Ken Rayner, emceed the event, and he recalls the president's gracious thanks.
And then in true fashion, as Barr expected him to do, he invited everyone back to Walker's Point afterwards, particularly for those people that have never been to Walker's Point before. And that was his way of saying thank you.
He might have felt slightly less thankful the year the local board of appraisers bumped the assessment on Walker's Point above $2 million. But when a gaggle of reporters quizzed him about it at the Cape Arundel Golf Club, President Bush took a philosophical approach.
There's no price tag. Let them put the taxes wherever they want, and I'll pay them in this case. Now, I might have a different attitude if it weren't Kennebunkport and Walker's Point.
Soon after that, he headed back to the links.
Full credit. Full credit. Full credit. Full credit on the press conference.
I'm Fred Bever.